From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting Iraqi fighters move forward in Fallujah. Iraqi forces Friday entered the center of Fallujah, the Iraqi city longest held by Islamic State, nearly 4 weeks after the start of a U.S.-backed offensive that cleared out the tens of thousands of residents still there. Government troops supported by multiple airstrikes from a U.S.-led coalition recaptured the municipal building through the ultra-hardline militants still controlled a significant portion of Fallujah, an hour's drive west of Baghdad, and many streets and houses remain mined with explosives. Federal police raised the Iraqi state flag above the government building and continued pursuing insurgents, that according to a military statement. Hours later, a coalition spokesman said the advance had been confirmed. Fighting continued as government forces pushed into the city and troops could be seen coming under sniper fire as they entered a large mosque about 100 meters from the municipal building. Fallujah was seen as a launch pad for recent Islamic State bombings in Baghdad, making the offensive a crucial part of the government's campaign to improve security in the capital. The U.S. State Department is confirming the authenticity of an internal diplomatic cable signed by about 50 officials that criticized the Obama administration's handling of the civil war in Syria and called for the use of targeted airstrikes against the Syrian government. The document emerged from an internal dissent channel within the State Department that allows employees and diplomats who disagree with administration policy to voice their concerns with superiors without the fear of retaliation. A spokesman for the State Department confirms the legitimacy of the document. This is VOA News.